But I always do a question of the week, and I want to finish by giving the question of the week this week. How do I search for Jesus? Well, why would you search for Jesus? Because, as we saw earlier, if you know Jesus, you know God. Searching for Jesus, I remember somebody saying, well, why would I search for Jesus? Is he lost? No, he's not lost. He's in his Father's house. He knows what he's doing. Jesus is not lost. We are lost. There's a wonderful old book by Isabel Kuhn, By Searching, which she used the title from Job 7:11. The old AV says, can you discover the depths of God? The NIV says, can you discover the depths of God? Can you discover the limits of the Almighty? The King James Version translated it, canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? Well, here's the astonishing answer. You can. In one sense, you can't. How can we know God? And that's the Muslim answer. No, God is unknowable. But in another sense, you can, because God has revealed himself to us through Jesus, which is why the 12-year-old Jesus sitting in the temple teaching people is so fascinating, because he's showing people who God is. And Jesus is the wisdom of God. Paul in Colossians goes over and over, Christ is the wisdom of God. He's the wisdom of God. You want wisdom, you need to find Christ. Knowing God means we know God. So the question then becomes, can we by searching find Christ? And the answer is yes, because he's searching for us. So I'll give you two scriptures to finish. Mark 3:31. Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, your mother and brothers are outside looking for you. Who are my mother and brothers? He asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle round him and said, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother. Picture Jesus in the temple, sitting there, people sitting around him. Picture Jesus, age 31, 32, sitting there, people sitting around him. Picture him saying, no, you're my mother and brothers. Did that hurt Mary? I don't know. Did she grasp who he was by then? I'm not sure. I think she probably did. Luke 11:27, as Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you. He replied, blessed be God, and obey it. If you want to find Jesus, if you're searching for him, remember that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And he has brought us his word that we might find him and that we might learn of him, which is all that we're doing here. All that we try to do every Sunday is teach Christ so that you will be found by him and so that you will get to know him better and love him more. And may God grant that from the youngest to the oldest, every one of us here would experience that.